up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage, having a day. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Thank you for all your support for the devotional. So grateful for all of you. So thankful for it. We're going to jump in right now. We're going to call this something that I say, surviving is death. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now that God has a great plan for your life. I'm going to tell you it's a plan to prosper you, Jeremiah says, and not to harm you. You know, what God says about you is one thing, and I think we constantly need to know what he says about us. What you say and believe about yourself is going to be the next, right? So it's so easy for us to have these conceptual understandings of what the Lord wants for us. But if we don't believe it in our heart and we don't really believe it in our innermost being, it's not going to be true. It goes from promises to just being something you write down. And it's amazing to me because we live in some crazy days, right? We're living in some dark days. We're living in high inflation and people don't know about the future. And how many different people? You have the president of the United States. You have all these food supply manufacturing plants burned down. You have all these people that are in authority telling you there's going to be a food shortage this fall. So what do you think is going to happen? People are going to be scared that they're going to have no food. You have gas. When you're being told every day that gas is at an all-time high, and you're being told every day that you're not going to have food shortages, that is not an atmosphere indicative of faith. You're going to be fearful if you're not careful. When you're being told that there's strands of COVID coming back and that this fall we're going to get another surge, how can you even live? You know what I mean? How are you going to live? You're being told you can't afford to live. You're being told that what you make is not enough. You're being told that if you want to buy a house, it's going to be harder and harder. That straight up, we bought a house maybe 6 months ago. We're selling our house and we're going to go get another place to live. And guess what? The interest rate's like double now. But if you're not careful, you know what that double tells you? It's a spirit of fear, man. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, oh man, I love that Tesla, but where's your Jeep? I said, I got rid of the Jeep. They said, oh, you mean the one that had the, and everybody's gonna say the same thing, had the lifetime warranty, which means what? That is my source? No, that's not my source. No, in matter of fact, not only is it not my source, but one of the reasons I wanted to get rid of the Jeep is because that warranty meant too much to me. So how's that? So then you know what happens? You are an overcomer. The Bible says you're an overcomer. Everything in the Word of God says you're the head and not the tail, right? You are, you're more than a conqueror, right? You, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. I dropped my kids off to school this morning. They said, I'm a leader, not a follower. I'm a head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the lender, not the borrower. I'm blessed and highly favored, and I'm going to change this world. Every single kid of ours says it every single morning. Why? Because I want you to believe it. Because guess what, Isaac? You're going to go out there in a world, and they're not going to tell you that. This world's going to tell you that you're the borrower, you're not the lender. This world's going to tell you that you're the tail. It's going to tell you that this sickness can't be cured. Come on now. It's going to tell you that, you know, that the money you make isn't sufficient and you can't tithe. That's this world system. And if you're not careful, you're going to go from thriving to surviving. And I'm going to tell you what I mean. Surviving is death. You heard it, friends. I didn't stutter. Surviving is death. You're not being applauded because you survived. That's not what this gospel was about. This gospel was about thriving. This gospel was about victory and being the head and not the tail. This is not about surviving. And so many people have this mentality like you're this victim of you're a survivor that's like barely making it in life. And I'm supposed to applaud because you're still here. That's not the goal. The goal isn't, I'm glad you made it out. You're like, what is that? I remember one time I was at Planet Fitness on the elliptical and somebody came up that I knew from my neighborhood and they said, oh man, Jamie, so good to meet you, man. You and so-and-so were the only ones that made it out. I said, made it out? Made it out? You talking like I was in prison. And the lie is, oh, I made it out. No, you didn't make it anywhere. God gave you a power from the cross to overcome in your life and you better not stop now. I was at the Starbucks this morning, and this is what blew my mind. Oh no, it was last Friday. I was at the Starbucks on Friday. And it's so weird because, you know, they always want to talk to you here at the Starbucks windows, and then I found out from a manager they're being told to talk to me. So I always wonder if it's like it's authentic or you just awkwardly talking, but as I'm waiting for my latte, the guy leans out the window and he's like, "How are you today, man?" I'm like, "Oh, good. How are you?" He goes, "Well, it's Friday. We survived." We survived? We survived? What did we survive? What did we survive? And then it dawned on me. He survived because he's living in this world that is not giving him any hope. He's looking at making it to, you can say, I was joking. There's no judge truth in that. He made it to Friday because for him, this was a big feat. Because there's wars and rumors of wars. Because the nation's going crazy. Because gas in Florida says 564 in Florida. And he's going, I made it. Probably beat his addictions, right? He probably overcame some addictions, and despite them all, he's here on Friday. I'm alive. I'm well. Guys, that's death. You know who was surviving? You know who's surviving? The man at the Pool of Bethesda was surviving. He was surviving, complaining every day. You know who's surviving? The lame man with the mat that they had to keep dragging him every day to the gate called Beautiful in Acts 3. That's who's a survivor. I'm not looking for you to survive. I don't want your life. Friends, come on, listen to me. Your life cannot be defined by what you've come through. Do you understand? You don't need to be defined by your infirmity, and you're not being defined by what you came through. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Well, I'm a fifth-year cancer survivor. Come on, guys. No, the cross of Calvary made us cancer survivors. It made us overcomers of cancer. You're not a survivor. Well, you know, I've survived abortions, and I've survived having them done, and I've survived death, and I'm a divorce survivor. Like, guys, we're not being defined by what we've come through. We have to be defined as an overcomer. There's not a sickness and disease in hell that can stop God's plan in your life. There's not a poverty. Hear me clearly. There's not a recession. There is nothing on the planet that can stop the move of God in your life. And that's how you need to think. We're not here maintaining on earth, friends. Surviving is death. Our goal isn't to just be grateful that we made it. Our goal is to move forward in faith, not looking back. Not looking back. Look, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. We're doing the same. The joy is set before us. I'm not sitting there for a moment sulking. I'm taking on faith, and I'm going forward in what God's called me to do, because I'm going to hear me clearly. I said it 3 years ago. I told the church in Connecticut, this ain't going to end. This ain't going to end. And you may come to Florida and feel like it didn't end in Connecticut. I'll tell you that right now. There are people still walking around with masks in Connecticut. I know pastors that still don't want to open their churches more than, you know, just a social distance or an online only. I have people in the churches, our church, Holy Ghost Church, still won't come to church. They might go to the market. They might go for a walk. They're still not in church because of COVID, and now they're tired. Friends, it doesn't end. And if you think just because you're a Christian that this kind of world garbage is not going to overtake you, think again. Come on, man. The devil, it's all the same, friends. No temptation to seize you which common to man. They got into the boat with Jesus and they took him, in Mark, as he was to them. The truth is, the Jesus that you're bringing in your boat is the same Jesus you're going to walk through every trial with. And I believe that God's people, I'm talking really God's people. I'm talking about on the fence Christians living half lives full of sin. I'm talking about God's people. God's people will be the head and not the tail. God's people will be above and not beneath. They'll go through the fire and not get burned. I'm here telling you right now, from the Lord, I'm telling you, there is nothing that's going to come down this timeline that's going to overtake your life, because you're blessed and highly favored, and you're going to change this world. And I ain't changing from it. I'm here for it, and I ain't changing from it. We are going to see awakening in America. We're going to see shaking. We're going to see a glory-filled New England, a glory-filled America, and we're not moving from what we believe. And you have to make those decisions now, that you're not going to just be a survivor, but you're going to be an overcomer, thriving in the things of God. That's it for today. Wow, what an episode. We love you. Share the broadcast. Send it to your friends who need to hear it. Let me know how you're being blessed. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking and engaging. Have a good day. I'm out.